The 2018 concert season at Ravinia is underway and attendees are making the most of it. Lakeshore Public Radio so far has attended a handful of shows at the venue, including Alan Cumming's Legal Immigrant Show on Friday, July 13th. This season is Ravinia's comedy debut, as the venue is hosting stand-up comedian shows for the first time. Cumming put forth a lot of points during his Legal Immigrant Show, during the course of which he also mentioned advanced scrotal aging, somehow working that into the conversation. The show, to me, looked like cabaret meets stand-up, because he did a great job on lots of cabaret songs. He did a great job on an Adele song.
I heard that you settle down, that you found a girl, that you're married now.
He commented on the current political climate in the U.S. and how it's affecting immigration, how immigration is being treated by the current administration, and he also pointed out that the United States itself was built by immigrants. Cumming sang several songs that were written and performed by immigrants, including Jewish Americans and Scottish Americans, and made sure to drive that point home to the crowd. He also noted that he is a Scottish American, and he told the audience that 4 days after President Obama was elected, Cumming himself became a legal citizen of the United States. He also made sure to mention that President Trump's mother is an immigrant and Trump himself is married to an immigrant. Then there was the Lost 80s Live Show on Sunday, July 29th, in which 10 bands, including A Flock of Seagulls, Naked Eyes, Wayne Chung, Animotion, the original vocalists of When in Rome, UK, Farrington and Mann, New Shoes, and Dramarama all performed their biggest hits that literally had the audience members out of their chairs.
Meet me in a restaurant. Meet me on the top of the world.
Each band did about a half-hour set, all sounding great, just like they did back in their heyday. Animotion featured both original front people, Bill Wadhams and Astrid Plain. They mentioned their new album, which was released in 2017, called Raise Your Expectations. They performed a track from that album as well. New Shoes thanked the audience for keeping their music alive and sang their hits, including Point of No Return and I Can't Wait, among others. It was the band's first time performing at Ravinia. The show also included Gene Loves Jezebel, Christopher Anton, formerly of Information Society, and Trans X. As far as I could tell, the band stuck to the hits and kept it to that during each set. Members of Animotion and Dramarama went out into the audience area to meet and greet their fans as well.
Public radio is my thing, man. That's why I need public radio.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Let me say, hey, this is John Easdale. You're listening to Lakeshore Public Radio.
An Evening with Cake and Ben Folds was Wednesday, August 22nd.
Engines pumping and thumping in time.
Ben Folds had fans singing songs for him and spent much of the time standing while he was playing his piano. He performed songs, The Mean Streets of Highland Park, The Battle of Who Could Care Less, Levi Johnston's Blues, The Luckiest, Fred Jones Part 2, Rock in the Suburbs, and Zach and Sarah, among others. Then Cake took the stage with their 13-song set, which included songs Frank Sinatra, Sinking Ship, Mexico, Meanwhile Rick James, Sick of You, Never There, and the encore song The Distance, which had everybody out of their chairs in the pavilion.
He's going the distance. He's going for speed.
When the band initially went on, Cake brought out a potted apple tree on stage and stood it right next to lead singer John McCrea for a portion of the show. Then McCrea made the audience guess what kind of tree it was. The band gave the tree away to a guy in the audience named Chris. McCrea told Chris to be sure to take good care of the tree, give it lots of shade, and send the band a picture of it every year, and be sure to follow through. An interesting intro to the encore song, lead singer McCrea came out on stage and said that they had better play fast because there's a hard curfew at Ravinia, because there are beautiful homes surrounding the venue. Beautiful homes full of hostility, he said.
He's fighting and fighting and riding on his horse. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up.
Ravinia kicked off the month of September with the Culture Club's Boy George, the B-52s, and Tom Bailey from the Thompson Twins. It was an 80s music fan's dream. The place was packed on Saturday night the 1st, and not even the buckets of rain that descended on Ravinia detracted the crowd that filled the lawn. For Lakeshore Public Radio, I'm Sharon Jackson.